This is 90.7 WFAE. Good afternoon. I'm Mark Rumsey. Music will be in the spring air around Charlotte this weekend.
Life isn't so fast, but we think it is and make it a test.
One of the voices you might catch this weekend is that one. It belongs to Charlotte artist Dexter Jordan. He's singing his song there, Be Cool. Jordan's first full-length album, titled Blue, is set to be released tomorrow. And coinciding with the release, he'll be performing tomorrow night. Joining me for more on that and other weekend arts and entertainment options in Charlotte is Ryan Pitkin, editor of Queen City Nerve. Ryan, welcome back.
What's going on, Mark? Appreciate you having me.
Well, tell us a little more about Dexter Jordan and how he fits into Charlotte's music scene.
Right. Dexter is, I think, inarguably one of the best soul and R&B singers in the community. Last year's single, New Year, New Me, Hello, New Me, I'm sorry, was really one of my favorite songs on the local scene in some years. And now his new single from the new album, Blue, is just called Me. So I think that's a good... I think that's a good vibe. He's just sticking with loving himself, and it's still got that same sort of whimsical sound, and it's really great. And Friday night he'll be performing that full debut full length album Blue live at Resonant Culture.
And I think Jordan grew up in Greensboro, singing a lot of gospel music and that sort of thing. And he's young, mid-20s, right?
Right. Yeah, and he's gonna be around for a while, and that. That gospel sound and the sounds that his mother taught him still are very prevalent in his music, and it just makes it an amazing thing to listen to. I'll very much be looking forward to Friday night show.
And the time on that?
That's going to start at 9 p.m. It's going to have DJ Vintage Glasses, as well as my former Local Vibes co-host Mariah Scott will be hosting, so she's always a good time. Mm-hmm. And that'll be a blast on Friday night.
Well, there are other musical choices around town this weekend. Also, on Saturday, there's an event called Fest in Peace. That's at Petra's in Plaza Midwood. And the location for that, Ryan, is no coincidence, right?
Right, absolutely. That is celebrating the life of Jerry Brown, known as the godfather of Petra's. Helped bring it into existence, and he passed away suddenly in 2016. And his fellow owner there, Perry Fowler, who's still running things, was able to put together a show to sort of celebrate his life. And it is quite a show full of very diverse and just wide range of local performers. And it's going to be quite a show.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us anything about Jerry Brown, you know, who he was and what he meant in his community that would bring people out, you know, to honor his memory?
Right. Well, Jerry, Petra's has always been a very eccentric place. Before it changed over, it was an LGBT bar, and it was it's always been sort of a scene of inclusivity since even after that. And Jerry Brown was a big part of that, making sure that everyone felt welcome there. And I think that the lineup here at this show sort of represents that, because it's everything ranging from hip hop to indie rock to more hardcore to Latin. It's really all over the place. And I think Jerry Brown would have been, it's a perfect representation of show he would have liked to book.
Mm-hmm. Good deal. Okay. Also on Saturday, a combination of live music and poetry.
Right.
Yeah. What's up with
this
that?
This one is a local poet named Lady V, and I was just became familiar with her as a I serve as judge sometimes at the Skinny Bully Poetry Slam, which is a monthly poetry event over at Evening Muse. This will actually be taking place at Power Out Studios at North Tryon, but this is a celebration of her book release. Her book is called Pain in the Quiet. It's a compilation of her poetry, and she will be not only a mixture of music and poetry, but also a food. She'll be serving food that helped comfort her during her times of trauma that she was writing about in this book called Pain in the Quiet. I don't know exactly what sort of food it will be, but it will be comfort food. I'm assuming some soul food, stuff like that, and very much looking forward to that.
And then, go ahead.
Quentin Talley will also be playing with the work band. So Quentin Talley is always a can't miss. He's also one of the Charlotte's best poets, but he's also super multi-talented on key productions, actor, musician, obviously, because he'll be performing there. So he's a great performer to be added to that sort of event.
Yeah. And Lady V, she's really caught on, with some YouTube action, from what I understand.
Right, yeah. I actually have not seen her on YouTube. I became familiar with her at that Poetry Slam, but as a judge, she did win that Poetry Slam. She was champion after a tiebreaker, and it was just, it's sort of undoubtable how talented she really is.
Okay. Well, hey, it sounds like a lot of choices to kick off the month of April here this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a good one. It's don't sit at home. There's plenty to do.
Ryan Pitkin is editor of Queen City Nerve. Thanks a lot, Ryan.
I appreciate you, Mark.